Okay. Today's daf Tezayin. We're on Tezvav Mudbeid. We're about 8 lines from the bottom where it says Avel. Avel eino mishaleach karbonosa. An Avel cannot have someone else bring karbonos for him. Let's say he can't bring karbonos. He's an Avel. He can't send someone else. He has to wait, or it's an ones. What can we do? D'tanya, because we learned. Rav Shimon Omer. Shlamim. Bizman shehu shalim. Below bizman shehu onin. Only when you're a shalim. When you're able to bring it yourself, then if you don't want to, you can send someone else. But if you can't bring it yourself, you can't send someone else. Menudah, what about someone who's a menudah? Mahu sheyishlach karbonosav. Can he send his karbonos? So Amar of Yosef, Tashma, kol osan shalom sheyisol b'midbar. All the 40 years that the Bnei Yisrael were in the midbar, menudin hayu. They were menudin. V'shalchu karbonosehem. And yet, karbonos got done there. So you see that if you're menuda, you can. Amalei Abaya, well, v'dil menuda l'shamayim shayini dekil. Maybe a menuda from Hashem is more makel, and that's why they were able to bring karbanos. But a normal menuda would not be able to bring karbanos. So the Gemara says, kill? What do you mean? What do you mean that's makel? V'amarta chamer kazon. Yesterday we said, it's more machmer. It's worse. So the Gemara says, Safuki misaf misafkalei umadchile. Abaya had a suffix. No, it's just the whole idea. Whatever, doesn't matter. It's the whole idea. It's the whole idea. Bringing the eating, bringing everything, the whole package. So the answer is that Abaya was had a suffix. If menuda is more if menuda of a Hashem was more machmer, more makel, therefore madchile. He didn't. Wasn't impressed with this raya because he could push it off. A mitzora, maus yishlach karbonosav. Can he send his karbonos? Same question. Is he a shalim? He's sitting in. Who is locked up, right? So Toshma, the Tanya, we learned in a brisa. This pasuk we're going to read right now. These psukim are going to read right now. Is about Yechezkel Hanavi was talking about a kohen that became Tamei Meis. Nothing to do with Mitzora. However, it says, V'acharei Taharaso. After his Tahira process, Achar Prishaso Min HaMeis. Meaning, it takes 7 days, and the Tamei Meis takes 7 days to become un-Tamei Meis, right? Then it says, Shivas Yomim Yisapru Lo. 7 days, you should count. Elu Zayin Yimei Sefiro. These are the 7 days of a Mitzorah. It's a drasha. That apparently, Rashi here says it.
It's a Mitzorah.
Yeah, but we're not talking about a Mitzorah. We're talking about a Tamei Meis. How do we switch from Tamei Meis to Mitzorah? So Rashi explains because it's extra words to tell me that he counts 7 days. You don't count 7 days, by the way, Tamei Meis. I'm counting. You have to wait 7 days. I'm counting 7 days. So, therefore, the Gemara is using a drasha to talk about Matzora, which says, "Ubiyom bo al hakodesh al lachatz al panimis l'shoris b'kodesh erakiv chatzaso." Zeh asiris ha'efa shelo. That's the asiris ha'efa, meaning a kohen head yod brings a chanukah the first time he does a vodi, he brings his carbon. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Bivo Yakriv. It says he should call him Makriv. His man should royal labia, royal akrava. If he's allowed to go there, he's allowed to be Makriv. His man should ain't royal labia, ain't royal akrava. There, and if he's not allowed to go there, he's not allowed to be Makriv. Therefore, we see that a Mitzorah cannot send his Kavanos. Why can't he send his Kavanos? Because he can't be there. Okay. That's all the, a little bit more nanagarata. Okay, Amar Rava. You know, how do you know the Meshadrin Shlicha de Beidina? How do you know that you're summoning somebody to Bezdin? Umizamnin Leiladina. And you're summoning him to Bezdin. How do you know you do that? Dichsev, it says, Yishlach Moshe. Moshe sent Lakra Ludasan Vilaviram B'nei Eliyav. He sent them a summons. Come talk to me. Umanayan de Mizamnin Ladina. I'm not sure what this question is. How do you know you summon somebody to Bezdin? We just said that. So I'm not sure what this repetitive question is. Anyway, the Chassid says, V'yom Moshe El Karach Atav Achal Adasecha. Right, Moshe El Karach, you and everybody. L'kame Gavra Rabba. How do you know? You have to tell the in the summons has to say who is in the Besdin, right? What? Yeah. Or who is the most senior of the Besdin? Who's running the Besdin? The Tzilus Nashem, At Uplanya, and the other members of the Besdin also. The Chsiv Ata Heim Veheim Aaron. Tell them who. And the Kavin and Zimna, how do you know you have to pick a time? The Chsiv said Machar. Said Machar, tomorrow we're going to have a Besdin. The Zimna, Basar Zimna, how do you know if they don't show up the first time, they get a second call, they get a second summons? The Chsiv says, Kirusha Shem Paro Melech Matayim Sha'on Ha'avir Hamoed. How do you see that from that pasuk? So the Mepharshim explained, Hamoed. It's like a second time, the hey, okay. Umanalam, how do you know the mispakar shlucha de bedina that if the shliach of the Besdin comes back, the Asi comes back, the Amran says, in other words, what happened was by Dasan and Aviram, it doesn't say it in the Torah, but it's understood that the shliach came back and told Moshe, that's in the Torah, told Moshe, they said they're not coming. And now that they said they're not coming, they said they'd rather poke their eyes out rather than show up here. So how do you, that's what they told, so how do you know that the mispaka b'shlucha de bedina v'asi v'amar lo mischaze kilish nabisha? How do you know that if they come back and tell that to the Besdin, that's not Lashon Hara? How do you know that's okay? They're allowed to come back and say, by the way, we sent them a summons, and he told me, I'd rather die than come to your Besdin, right? Right, so how do you know that that's not Lashon Hara to repeat that? How do you know? The tzivit says, "Ha'eni ha'anoshim ha'im tenaker." Right? We'd rather poke the eyes out. We'd rather poke our eyes out than come to your Besdin, Moshe Rabbeinu. They told us to the shliach. How did Moshe know that? Well, it's a machlok is how Moshe knew that. Either you could say, what? Because you're telling a Besdin. I'll tell you why. Because you're telling a Besdin that Dasan and Aviram think you're nothing. Dasan and Aviram are spurning a Besdin. Most people, they get a summons to Besdin. All right, they go. Now they're not going. They'd rather die than go. That's a pretty bad thing to say. But it's okay. Why is it okay? Because it's in the Torah. Now, how did Moshe know? First of all, by the way, the Chavetz Chaim says from here, he has four, the Chavetz Chaim on the very first page has four proofs that Lashon Hara applies even if something is true. This is one of the proofs. You hear? What? How do you know that? One of the rides is from right here. And what if it would not be a Shliach Besdin? You would not be allowed to say it. I bet it was true. Doesn't matter. Still Lashon Hara. That's what, on the first page of the Chavetz Chaim, the first sevet of the Chavetz Chaim is to dispel all the common things that people make mistakes about Lashon Hara. That's the first chapter of Hilchas Lashon Hara. The halachas have nothing to do with each other. They're all random halachas. They all have one theme. The theme is they're all about mistakes people make. Second parak of Hilchas Lashon Hara is mistakes Talmidei Chachamim make. That's the second one. That's why it's all about three people, so complicated. Because it's all mistakes Chachamim make. First chapter is about mistakes Amoratim make. The number one mistake is, oh, but it's true. So the Chavetz Chaim proves that truth is not a defense when it comes to Lashon Hara. It might be a defense when it comes to defamation, but not when it comes to Lashon Hara. How do you know that? This Gemara. Right here.
Why wouldn't it have been enough for the shliach to say they didn't want to come?
It's exactly the point. They're allowed to say, you know what? This guy was such rishayim.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's exactly the point. It's mutter to say that. Why is it so terrible? It's because it's a terrible thing.
It's a terrible thing to
Exactly. Exactly.
Resolve the bet. I understand that. But the question of Lashon Hara.
Yeah.
All right. You don't have to go that far. You can temper it.
Someone asked that question.
The second proof that you can bring out from the Sefer HaTzayim is because of Hashem speaking to Avraham Avinu about what Sarah said.
That's and not one of the proofs.
One second, and he eliminates the part that she said that she's old, that he said that he's old.
Right.
Why?
That's not Lashon Hara. That's not one of the proofs. That Gemara's not there.
I say the thing about Gemara. Sefer HaTzayim had that inside as a proof of one of the proofs.
That what? They allowed to speak the truth?
No. That's part of the truth, which is supposed to temper it.
Temper it, exactly.
He's not tempering it. There was absolutely no purpose in saying that.
So the Ritva says that when it comes to people that are chutzpah to Bezdin, there's no holding back. That's a Shalom Bayis issue. You can hold back.
That might be a better issue.
That's what the Ritva says. I'll read it to you inside. The Ritva says that hatam she'ein b'zeh mishum iser kidei she'ez hiru hakol shol davar b'chutzpah l'Bezdin. Then you speak about a Bezdin. A husband and wife, 100%. You try your best to make more shalom. You don't have to repeat everything that they said to you. You don't have to repeat that back. Forget Lashon Hara. It's a separate issue. It's a shalom bayis issue. You don't have to repeat everything back. Comes to a bezdin, you don't hold back anything. Some of the chutzpah in front of a bezdin. That's what the Ritva says.
What about when you get
on
this woman? It's two different. Okay.
That's a cool. We let you. We'll give you twice. You didn't show up. Maybe you forgot about it. You didn't know.
Why wasn't?
They live in the Midbar. What are you kidding? They live in the Midbar. Yeah, they live in the Midbar.
Now
what? They were shut.
What's somebody is an established blush, you have no
of
practice.
No, but we're supposed to
learn. The Ron says a funny statement. He says a difficult statement. He says that if the Shliach Bezdin wouldn't have told Moshe. How would Moshe know? Right?
What they said.
The whole Torah is written by Nevuah.
So he knew anyway,
right? So the Rashash says, not Lashon Hara. You don't get a Nevuah about people speaking Lashon Hara.
Oh, really?
And a great word? It's a good word. Okay, we got to move. Uminalan Dimishamtinan, how do you know that you put somebody in Kherim? Dichsiv Uru Meiroz. Accursed from Meiroz. We'll see what Meiroz is in a minute. Dahachi Svara de Gavra Rabba. What does that mean? Oh, that the excommunication comes from a great man. Dichsiv Asher Malach Hashem. Omar Malach Hashem. Uminalan Dimachmarinan. And how do you know that we are machmir to put him in cherim? Dechsiv or meiros. Okay. The achil v'shasi b'hadei v'kai arba amos didei. That you don't eat with him and drink with him and be in his four amos. Dechsiv yoshveha. Fine. Umenalon departinon chatai b'tibura. How do you know you publicize the chet of this person? Dechsiv ki lo bo le'ezros Hashem. Okay. V'amar ula b'dalad mea shipure shamte barok barak lemeroz. With 400 chauffeurs, barak put meroz in cherem. Ikin diomri gavarabahu. Some say he's a gavarabah, a great man, and he didn't want to come fight, so they put him in cherem. V'kadamri koch bahave, it was a star. Shenemar min hashemayim milchamu hakochavim. Asks the Sharbin Azav, how do you put a star in cherem? How do you do that exactly? He lives in Pitzarachim. What does that mean? Put a star in Kherim. What does that mean? So he quotes over here, there's a Zohar that somehow it was some mystical idea. On a Pashat level, how do you put a star in Kherim? Okay. Uminalan, Demafra Kirinan, Nechase. How do you know you're mafker the Nechasim of somebody who's a put in Kherim? Dechsev, Bechal, Shiav, Al Shashach, Yomim, Ba'atat, Hazarim. Tazakenim, Yechram, Kol Rechusho, Vu Yibodel, Mekahal HaGola. Fine. Umanalon, Dinatinon, Velaitina, that you fight with the guy, Laitina, you curse him, Umachino, you hit him, Talshinan, sorry, you pull out his hair, Umashbiinon, you can swear to him, Dechsiv, Ariv, Imam, Ve'el Kalalim, Ve'akat Mehem, Anoshim, Ve'amritim, Ve'ashbiyim. Fine. Umanalon, Dekafsinon, How do you know you tie him up? Asvina, you also tie him up. Avdinan hardafa, you do hardafa to him. We'll see what that is in a minute. Yechsev, it says, hein lamutz, hein l'sharushay, hein l'anash, nechatsin l'asurin. My l'sharushay, what does it mean l'sharushay? Amar Adamari, Amar Nechemia bar Baruch, Amar Avchia bar Avin, Amar of Yehuda, hardafa. My hardafa, what is that? Amar of Yehuda, b'reid of Shmuel bar Shilas, from Shedar Rav, menadin la'alter, you put him in cherem immediately, v'shonin l'alach ha'lamid, you repeat that after 30 days, u'machriman l'alach ha'shishim. And then another, after 60 days, you give him another cherem. Amalei Rav Huna bar Chirina, hachi Amar of Chista, Masrin Bey, you give him a warning, v'sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, Monday, Thursday, Monday. That's where you get the three times. That's only if the issue is about money. You put a chayav, you owe somebody money, you just want to pay. Aval laf kirusa, but if he's not bikoros, la'alta, right away you put him in chayav. Hotabacha, there was a butcher. The espakar berav tuvi bar masna. He had some kind of...
He was the judge. No,
he embarrassed. He did something wrong to Rav Tuvi bar masna. Imnu alei abai rava vishamtu. The Abai and Rava thought it over. They put him in chayrim. Wasalf azul paisi lebaldine. Then the guy, he felt bad. He went to apologize. He went to apologize to who? Who he went to apologize to? To Rav Tuvi bar masna. He went to apologize to Rav Tuvi bar masna. Samar Abai, hey chile, what do we do now? Lishrilei. Do we undo the chayrim? Lo chal sham talet lasin yomim. It hasn't been 30 days yet. Lo lishrilei. Do we not undo it? Kabai rabbanon lemeil. Right? But one second. Lo lishrilei, kabai rabbanon lemeil. People need to go, people need to buy meat. People need to buy meat. What are we going to do? So amalei, lorav idi bar afin, midi shmielach baha. Have you heard something about this case? So amalei, hachi amar v'tachlifa bar avimi, amar shmuel, tot aser v'tut shari. The shofar asers and the shofar maters. In other words, you can undo it now. Don't worry about it. And they all of a farsha say this, lav dafki, you don't blow a shofar to undo a cherub. But it's a phrase. It just means, don't worry about it.
You have 30 days, though.
What? Correct. So he said, you don't have 30 days. So don't worry about it. You don't have 30 days.
Oh,
we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that later. Apparently they did. What? Yeah, but where did we get it from? We did say that he put someone in the chair for 30 days, and then another 30, then another 30. So where did the 30 come from? We're going to see. That's if the question was about money. You have to wait 30 days. This was neither of them. It wasn't about cars, it wasn't about money. You insulted somebody.
Right.
He believes in God, right? He believes in Shabbos. He just insulted him. Okay, so he apologized. Alma, Kasav Rabaya, Hani Beit Tlasa Deshamtu, this, you see from here that the three Dayanim that put somebody in Cherim, Lo Asu Tlasa Achwini Visharile. You can't have another three undo it. It has to be the same people. You can't have a different three. The Boilehu, Hani Beit Tlasa Deshamitu, Mahu Lemisi Tlasa Achwini Visharile. Can another three, did this pass in, put him in Cherim? I don't like that. Go down the block to the other pass, they'll undo it. Can you have that?
Didn't we just say that?
So that was the question. That's what he must have held like that. What's a halacha? So Tashma, Menuda l'Rav. If somebody is Menuda to his Rebbe, Menuda l'Talmud. He's Menuda to all Talmudim also. Menuda l'Talmud, but if he's only Menuda to a Talmud, I'm not sure how that happens, then ain't a Menuda l'Rav. Because it goes, he's better than the Talmud. So the Talmudim put him in Cherem.
No, because also if the Rav set the Cherem, Talmudim go with him.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. Menuda l'Ir. Same thing. Menuda l'iro. If the town puts you in cherem, menuda l'iracheres. You're menuda to every town. Menuda l'iracheres. If the other town puts you in cherem, ain't a menuda l'iro. You're still not put in cherem in your own town. Menuda l'nasi. If you're menuda to the king, menuda l'chol Yisrael. Menuda l'chol Yisrael. Ain't a menuda l'nasi. That's all the same idea. Rishon Megamil Omer Echa ben atamidim shenida umeis. If a Tamachacham puts you in cherem and he dies, ain't chelko ain't a mufar. That portion's not can't get undone. He died. Shmami na talat. You see three things from here. Shmami na talmud shenidu lechvado nidu nidu. If a talmud is slighted by you and he puts you in cherem, it's a valid cherem. Shmami na kol echad veechad mefer chelko. And also you see each person can undo their own portion. Ushmami na number three Hani beit lasa the shemitu. If a bezin puts on body in cherem, lo lasu tlasa achrin of a sharile. Another three cannot undo it. Why? Because he said he died and they were stuck. Yeah. Amar meimer hilchasa the lach is hani beit lasa the shemitu. No, the lach is exact opposite. If a bezin puts you in cherem, asu beit lasa achrini v'sharile. Another bezin can come and undo it. Okay.
If somebody's in a chayim for 30 days, so does the bezin still have to take matakim or is it automatically
out of chayim? I don't know. Amalei Rav Ashi la Meimar, for Hatanya, Rishir Megan Lil Omer, Echel Mav Tvin, Shidu Meis Chalko, Eina Mufar. Aye, but he said, Rishir Megan Lil said that he died and he couldn't have been Meifar. My love, Eina Mufar Klal, doesn't that mean that there was no way to undo it? How could you pass in, you could get someone else down the block? He died, they couldn't undo it. Lo, doesn't mean it couldn't be undone forever. Ah, the us the betlas achrini v'sharli. You have to get another three people to undo it. That's all he meant. Tanur abanan ain nizi pasam milamid yom. You can't have nizi less than 30 days. Main nizifa pachos mizayin yamim, and you can't have nizifa. It's some other scale of excommunication for 7 days. Af al pishen raya ludavar, even though there's no raya, zecher ludavar there's a zecher. Shemar it says. By Miriam, right? She was put at the rest for 7 days. Via Yerok for now. How to call him Shevat Yamim? If you spit, shouldn't he be locked out for 7 days? So why does it say that's a Zechel Dover? Why isn't that a bona fide Raya? The answer is very simple. Because Miriam wasn't excommunicated, right? It was only Taras. We said, make a mussel. Wouldn't it be appropriate to lock somebody up? Okay. Amr of Chista, Nidui Shalanu Kinezifa Shalahem. Our Nidui is like their Nezifa. And the Zifa did who? Shiva Vesulo. And can only be 7 days and no more. Baha, Rab Shimon bar Rebbe, bar Kapara, Hava Yasvi, Bukagarsi, Kasha Lahu, Shmaita. Rab Shimon bar Rebbe and bar Kapara was sitting and learning. Amalei Rab Shimon le bar Kapara. Rab Shimon says to bar Kapara, Dovar Zed Sarach Rebbe. This question needs my father Rebbe. Amalei bar Kapara, Rab Shimon. So Bar Kapara says to Rav Shimon, Umar Rebbe Omar B'davar Zeh, and what about if Rebbe said it? Like in, so he insulted Rebbe. Bar Kapara insulted Rebbe. So Azal Amalei Le'avua. So Rav Shimon goes and tells his father that Bar Kapara insulted him. How can he do that? Lashon Hara. Says Rashi, Amalei Le'avua, Lefi Tumo. It came up in conversation. Balav mishum lishna bisha, so it's not lashon hara. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that's still lashon hara, right? You have to watch how you talk. You can't just stand, be sitting around at the bar, and you're talking. And you mentioned, by the way, in passing, Rebbe insulted you. Bar Kapara insulted you, Dad. Can't do that. So, question answer is very difficult. In order to get to the answer, we have to do two more lines of Gemara. So, and by the way. Even a bigger question, how could Rebbe be mekabel it? You want to tell me he said it lefi tumah? Okay, how does Rebbe mekabel it? One second. What?
He heard it, he wasn't mekabel it.
So,
that's how it's mekabel.
That's right, he heard it.
So what?
You only mekabel Lashon Hara said to you by somebody that's specific.
It's not true. You're not leaving a kabbalah shenar anytime.
Yeah.
So listen to the answer. One minute. Ikbid. He got angry at him. He got angry. Rebbe got angry. He was at Bar Kapara. Ikbid. He got upset about it. Also Bar Kapara las chazile. So one day Bar Kapara shows up to visit Rebbe. Comes to visit Rebbe. Amalei Bar Kapara. Eini makir chamayolim. Who? I don't even know who you are. Who are you? Yada dinaka milsa. He saw that Rebbe was upset. So no bedaite at him. Nahag bin Azifa bin Afshei tlasin yomin. So he held himself in cheirim for 30 days. That's going to be the kasha. Ah, you said it's only 7 days. Why did he hold himself in cheirim? He imposed it on himself.
This is a matter of learning. This is not a personal thing.
What do you mean? He said, let's go ask my father Rebbe, the God of Adar. Ah, who needs him? That's what he said. Who needs him? So that's a little bit of insulting. Right?
Especially saying this,
plus he's saying it about Rebbe. He's not saying it about some Amorites.
Right.
So the Chofetz Chaim answers as follows, that Rebbe was not Makabel the Lashon Hara. What Rebbe did was, Rebbe's going to say, Rebbe, this is what the Chofetz Chaim says. Rebbe said as follows, I'm going to answer him back, who are you? I'm going to answer back, who are you? And let's see what he does with that. If he comes back and begs me and please forgive me, I'm sorry I insulted you, then it was true. If he says, what are you talking about? You know me. Then it, obviously he didn't say anything wrong. Then I said a silly thing.
Why, the daughter's son?
What? No, you're not even a Kabbalah Lashon Hara.
Problem about that one.
What? What? Right. So you pretended to be upset. I have to say what it means. I'm gonna be upset at him, and I'm gonna see how he reacts. And since he reacted the way he did, obviously it was true.
Yeah, but let's go back then again.
That's the
ikmar part was to his son, not to him.
I understand. You have to teach it that it meant I'm gonna be upset.
Okay,
I'm gonna be. Yeah, there's no other better answer. I'm gonna be upset,
really,
and then I'll see how he reacts, and then I'll know if it was true or not. I'm not a Kabbalist.
Yeah,
I'm not being a Kabbalist.
That's what I would say had somebody said Lashon Hara. Let me see how you.
Exactly. Well,
that's what I meant.
We're talking about great people. Anyway, that was the kasha. The whole story was that one kasha. That what? That you see that he was Nazifa for 30 days. And what the answer is going to be because it was self-imposed. Right? It was self-imposed. Another story like this. Shuv Pamacha Gaza Rebbe Shalom Yashan Tavid Bashok. Rebbe made a gzera. You shouldn't learn in the street. What my derush? Why did he do that? It says chamuki yirichayach kemo chalaim, that your thigh is always something that's covered over, right? Ma yerech b'seiser af divrei Torah b'seiser. Yatsa Reb Chia b'shana l'shnei bnei achav b'shok l'shbashok. Reb Chia ignored that, and he was teaching his two sons in the street. Who are they? Rav and Rabba bar Rav Chana. Shama Rebbe Ikpid. Rebbe heard about that. He got upset. Also Reb Chia laz chuye lei. Reb Chia went to visit Rebbe one day. Amalei tells him, Aya, that's I guess his nickname, it's a lashon of Gnai. My kari lecha bachot. What's going on outside? In other words, get out. Right? What's going on outside? Yada, so Reb Chia realized, denaka milsa bedaite, that Rebbe was upset at him. And Nog bin Nazifa, nafish nafshe betlasin yomin. And he took upon himself a Nazifa for 30 days, self-imposed. B'yom Tzlasin, Shalachle. On the 30th day, Rebbe sends, go get Reb Chia, I want to go talk to Reb Chia. Ha, tahadar Shalachle, dilo laiti. Then he sends another message, let him stay home, let him not come. So may he car my suffer, lebasof my suffer. Why first did he summon him, and then afterwards he didn't summon him? So the answer is, may he car my suffer, mixes him kukulo. First he thought, mixes him kukulo. So day 30, I don't have to wait till the end of the day. Well, myself, Savar Lomer, and Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. Then he thought, you know what? We don't hold Mitzvah Yom Kukulo. Tell the messenger, come back. He should come tomorrow. Lebasov Asa, but Reb Chia didn't get the second message. So what happened? He showed up. He showed up on that day, on day 30. So Amalei, my Asa, what are you doing here? Amalei, the Shalachli, you sent for me. My you sent for me. Amalei, Vashluche Lach Dolaisi. But I told you not to come. I sent the second message not to come. So Amalei, Zeri Isi Vzeri Lori Isi. No, that second message I didn't get. So Amalei, so Kari Alei, so Rebbe said, "Beretzos Hashem, Darki Ish, Gam Oivav Yishalim Ito." Right? You can plan anything you want. God plans what He wants. God wanted him to show up. He showed up. My time of Avad Marachi. Why did you do that? Why did you learn in the street? I said you shouldn't learn in the street. So Amalei, the Tziv Chachmas Pachutz Tarona. Chachma goes anywhere, even in the street. Amalei im kariz, if you learned that pasuk, lo shanis, you didn't chazer it. Im shanis, if you chazer it, lo shlishit, you didn't learn it a third time. Im shlishit, if you learned it a third time, lo pirshalach, you don't know what you're learning. Why? Chachmas pachot tarona kidirava. That vart is like what Rava explained it. Ta'amai Rava, kala oseik, batara mibifnim. If you learn Torah inside, tarasa machrez alav bachot, then the Torah will announce for you on the outside. In other words, if you learn betina, Hashem makes you into a tamachah. And then, well, yeah, it's the idea. It means the idea, brother. V'haktiv, I says, lo me'rosh b'seisa debarti. I, but you shouldn't hide your learning. That's hahu b'yom v'dekala. That's when you have a public shir. You don't have a public shir in private. It doesn't make sense. That's people have to learn Torah. But when you're learning, you should learn in private. Don't be such a big shot. Hi, Reb Chiya, hi, Chamuki, Reb Chayach, Reb Avidlei. What did it do with the pasuk where we said that, like a thigh? A thigh is always covered, so to your learning should be covered. He didn't learn, so Muki lay, but Tzedakah, Gemil Chasadim. He learned that pasuk about Tzedakah and Gemil Chasadim. Now, those things should be in private. You don't have to brag about how much Tzedakah you give. You can do it in private also. Anyway, the whole question was, Alma benazifa didei tlas in yomin, right? Here's only 30, you see, it's 30 days. And we said before in Avanav, it's only 7 days. The answer is, nazifa nasi, shiny. The nazifa of the nasi is different. Why? Here, the nazifa was in front of Rebbe. Nazifa didon kamahavi. What about our nazifa today? How long is that? Chad yoma, 1 day. They were sitting and learning. Mar Ukva sat in front of Shmuel for Amos. And when Mar Ukva was being a Dayan, then Shmuel sat in front of him for Amos. They made a place in the mat for Mar Ukva to sit. And he sat there so they could learn from him. Every day, Mar Ukva would accompany Shmuel to his house. Yom Echad, one day, Ichad Bedine, there was a big din Torah, and he didn't go. Shmuel went, and Mar Ukva wasn't there. Kimata Lebeise, when he got home, Amale Lo Nagalacha Lishrele Mar Betigre. You didn't do your job today. Right? Where were you today? I wanted you to walk with me, you didn't come. So Yada Dinaka Milsa Bedaite. He saw he was upset. So Nag bin Aziva bin Afshi Chad Yoma, he held Aziva for 1 day. Hay Itza, there was a woman, Davi Yasva Bishvila, she sat in the street, Havi Pashta Kare to Kamanife Kushlai. She was somehow taking up the whole road, with her feet were sticking out, and the wheat was blowing in the wheat or the barley was blowing in her face. Havi Khalif Azal Tsurmer Banan Vlo Echniya Mikame. The Chacham wanted to walk down the street, she wouldn't move for them. Amar, Kawa Chutzifa Hay Itza, what a chutzpah this woman is, right? She wouldn't. Amal Asal Kamedar of Nachman, Amalay, Mish Shamas, Shamta Mipume, did you excommunicate her for taking up the road? Amalay Lo, I did not. I said she was a chutzpah. Amalay, Amalah, Zili Nahag Nazifa Khadyama Nafshach. You should hold Nazifa for 1 day. Why? Because he didn't put her in Khairim. Is that why? What?
That's what it seems.
Yeah. Zutra Bartuvi have a kapasik sidra kamedra of Yehuda. That they were learning in front of Rabbi Yehuda. Kimat elahai psuka. When they came to this pasuk, it says ve'ele divrei David hachronim. These are the words of David hachronim. Amalei hachronim mechlal deke rishonim, which means that they were rishonim, right? There are later people, there are earlier people. So rishonim, I knew who are they? Shasuk, he was quiet. V'lo amalei v'lo midi, didn't know. Hadar amalei achronim mechlal deke rishonim. Rishonim, I he who are they? Amalei, my daitecha, what are you asking me that for? Delo yada pirusha the high kra, that you don't know how to taicha pasuk? Lav gav rabahu, aren't you a big time of hacham? You don't know the pshat of this pasuk. Yada denaka milsi bedaite, so he was upset at him. Nag nazifa benafshei chad yoma, so he held the nazif and 1 day he insulted him. But us and Allah, but us the miyach kana machal diki rishonim my niu my hi. So it's a good question. Who are those people? Who are these earlier nazifim? So Vidaber David Lashem, Estivya Shira Hazos, Vyom Hitzel Hashem, Oso Mikaf Kol Oyev, Mikaf Shol. The answer is, it's Shol. Omar Lokas, Rachel David. David, Shira Ata Omar Al Mapalaso Shol Shol. He's saying, oh, Shira on the downfall of Shol. Il Mole Ata Shol, who David? If not for the fact, if you were Shol, he were David, what? Ibarati Kama David Bipanov. A lot of Davids would have been lost. What does that mean? Haim adichsiv shigiyon l'david asher sar l'Hashem asher l'Hashem al divrei kush ben yimini v'chi kush shemo. His name was v'alok shal shemo. Ella ma kushi meshuna ba'oro. Just like a kushi has a different skin color. Av shal meshuna b'maisa. So too, shal had a different character. It's considered a mila. Considered a mila to talk like this. Kiyotze b'davar. Now a bunch of story cases at Omer al odos isha kush es asher lokach that they spoke about. The Cushi woman that Moshe married, so v'chi Cushis Shema, her name was a Cushis, v'lo Tziporah Shema. Ella ma Cushis Mishuna ba'ora, av Tziporah Mishuna b'maseha. So just like a Cushi is a different skin color, so too Tziporah had a different character. She was a special person. Like what do we know about Tziporah that we say that? What do we know about her? Kiyotze v'daber ato omer. Another thing.
The Yishma. Not married a righteous person.
I know, right? She wouldn't marry. He wouldn't marry the best shidduch out there, right? But Yishma the Eved Melech Hakushi, the Kushi heard, the king from the Kushi heard. Who was it? Vatzidkia Oshmo, Tzidkia. Why call him a Kushi? Ella Ma Kushi Mishuna Ba'oro Av Tzidkia Mishuna B'Maisa. Kiyotzev David Ata Omer. Hello, Kivrei Kushim Atem Li Yisrael. Tachikushim Shimon. Hello, Yisrael Shimon. The Jews. Ella Ma Kushi Mishuna Ba'oro Av Yisrael Mishuna Maseim Mikol Pu'umos. From all the nations. Okay. Next. Omer Shmuel Bar Nachmani Omer Bionazon. My Tachsev. What does it mean? It says Nu'um David Ben Yishai Nu'um HaGever Hukam Ol. What does Hukam Ol mean? He set up the yoke. Nu'um David Ben Yishai Shehukam Ola Shal Tshuva. He's the one who established the Aliyah of Tshuva. Omer El Omer Elokei Yisrael Li Davar Tur Yisrael Moshe Ba Adam Tadik Moshe Yiras Elokim. My Omer, what does that mean? Omer Yivahach Omer Omer Elokei Yisrael Li Davar Tur Yisrael Ali Moshe Ba Adam Mi Moshe Bi. What Hashem says is I rule over man. So who rules over me? Who rules over Hashem? Kaviyachol Tadik a Tadik. Why? Shani goes there. Because Gzera Ubatla, I make a Gzera, and the Tzadik comes and gets rid of it. Right? Ela Shemos Agibor Mashal David Yoshe Bashevas. Mike, what does that mean? Amar Bevo, Hachi Kamar. Ela Shemos Givirosa Shal David Yoshe Bashevas, Vashasha Yoshe Vyeshiva, Loha Yoshe Vagari Kar Vakasa. He didn't want to sit on pillow. Ela Adavi Karka. The call Kamadavi Rabbe, Ira Hayiri Kayim, as long as Ira Hayiri, his Rebbe, was alive. Havi masni le rabban al garikar because he sat on pillows. V'chi noach nafshe when he died. Havi masni David le rabbanan. David went to the rabbanan. Val yosef al garikarka. He was sitting on the floor. Amale amrule yotlesev marakar v'kasos. Why don't you sit on pillows? Lo kabel ale. He didn't want to agree to it. Tach kimuni. What does tach kimuni mean? That's the next gemara. Tach kimuni. With two more lines. By the way, everyone asks. The Mishnah, we learned this already once, a few weeks ago, that it says that from Moshe Rabbeinu to Shimon Gamliel, they learned standing up. What's going on here? So everyone's sitting down. So we can give the same answer we gave before. So when it was learning difficult stuff, they were allowed to sit down. Otherwise, they stood up. Anyway, Tachkineni, Amar Rebbe, Amar Loa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hoel Vishpalta Atvecha, you lowered yourself, Tehe Kimoni, Shani, Gozer, Gzeru, Vatu, Vatla. It's like, I make Gzeru, you Mavatla it. Rosh Hashlishim Te Rosh L'Shloshes Avos. You're the head of the three Avos. You're the head of the three Avos, right? He's the fourth leg, David HaMelech, right? Hu Adinu HaTani Kisha Yoshev Oseh Patoro Hayim Adin Atmo Kitolas. He would make himself. He might Vachnia himself like a worm. U'Bashash Yatzul Mochama Havim Mekasha Atmo Keitz Al Shmona Meos Chalol B'Pam Achas. If you make himself like an eight, like what does that mean? Oh, I'm sorry, it's a new thing, I'm sorry. Humakasha Atmoka eight. Let's stop here. Okay? We'll stop here. We're up to Al Shimona. Alright? Oh, that was a lot. Everyone have a good day. We'll pick up tomorrow. We have a minion. One second, let me shut this off.